Welcome back to this special edition of the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View, our Father's Day special. I want to read a short tribute to my late father. My dad died 4 years ago. He was a great man, great in the little things he did and represented, great for his quiet and simple way of living life, for loving my mom unconditionally, and providing for his family as a blue-collar, 60-plus-hour working week self-employed man. My dad was a good man. He cherished my mom. He loved his boys. He didn't like chick flicks. He didn't complain. He was tough with a capital T. He didn't take Novocaine whenever he would have his teeth worked on. He just didn't like being numb afterwards. But like John Wayne's characters in movies, another very un-PC man, my dad let his actions speak for themselves. Where are those men today? The idea of a Metro male would just confuse my dad. Even me, being a stay-at-home dad, left him perplexed. I'll chalk that up to generational stubbornness to accept change. Just as so many of my readers accuse me of being stuck in the past, so was my dad. I don't care. To me, he was a great man, and I miss him. I miss those kind of men. He was faithful to my mom and loved her completely for 73 years, 66 of them married, during which time they survived the loss of two of their three children. That was when he cried. Otherwise, he was John Wayne, Steve McQueen, and Sandy Koufax rolled into one, with none of their money or fame. He was a great man. I miss you, Dad. I want to end this show with a few quotes. First one from Mary Mapes Dodge. And for my boys, I have this one. What a dreadful thing it must be to have a dull father. Author unknown. A father carries pictures where his money used to be. From Jim Valvano. My father gave me the greatest gift anyone could give another person. He believed in me. From Anjaneth Garcia Untalan. The greatest thing a father can do to his children is to love their mother. And from Pope John the 23rd, it is easier for a father to have children than for children to have a real father. I have a special Father's Day contest. Yes, you're hearing this sort of late for actually winning on Father's Day, but the prize is good any time of the year. You can win a copy of my new book just out called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, as well as a special poster created in honor of the book. All you have to do is visit my website, brucesallen.com, and find a few things there. The first 10 correct answers will win a copy of my book and the poster. What do you have to find? First, my email address to write me the answers. Second, the name of the star who is now an Oscar-nominated director, who used to have a major career as a child actor and adult actor, who's in a photo with me from the 1980s. And third and last, the name of my first A Dad's Point of View column, the title of which was inspired by a recent president's famous line. That's all you have to do to win a copy of A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. I will also be happy to inscribe your book as you wish. So when you send me your answers, please send me what you would like me to inscribe. And don't forget to include your name and address. This has been the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, our very special Father's Day edition. I hope you will come back and join me for future shows. And I want to leave you with the following. Be the best dad. Or for that matter, mom, you can be. Goodbye for now. Bye.